Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jason Kelsey as a media home. A TV home, we will tell you about it, right after everyone's favorite, one of six Jack Fritz segments on the show, the top five at five.
Well, obviously, we have to wish, you mentioned a little bit earlier, but happy birthday to Howard Eskin.
Happy birthday, King.
Happy 80th. And
he's not 80, and he's going to be so mad at you.
So what I have for you today is the top five things I love about Howard Eskin.
Oh, I love
it. Oh, wow.
Number five, the fifth thing I love about Howard Eskin is that fighting with Spike is back. It was always my favorite back in the day. It makes Spike crazy. And it's like when Howard used to show up, I'd be like, there he is again.
Yeah.
There's the king. But now when he shows up, I'm like, yeah, get in there, pal.
Get in there.
Honestly, the most disturbing thing about the last fight was watching Ike like he had ringside seats.
Dude,
to
he stood up and got his phone out. Like it was home run derby back in the day.
Yeah, it's like he was at a Mayweather fight or something. He was so excited.
I was, man. I like Jack. I appreciate the father-son banter back and forth.
I mean, banter's a strong word.
Well, I'm just saying.
Banter's a light word, I think.
They go back and forth. I don't think he really knew the difference.
Nah, yeah. Well. Yeah. But banter makes it seem friendly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes. I enjoy it. I enjoy it. And quite frankly, you know, you had him flummoxed over there. He didn't know where to necessarily go with everything.
But he still, the maddening thing, this is why it creates anxiety for me, is I could flummox him all I want. He could be dead wrong. And he will just keep trucking as if nothing has happened.
It's the best part about him.
Yeah.
Yes.
He just won't stop.
And he's locked in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Won't stop. He'll be wearing a Halliburton jersey for the next 10 years.
Yeah, and Halliburton's finally showing up again.
Especially when he's right about something.
Oh, yeah.
He thinks he's right about something.
Well, yes. He was right about the Halliburton.
No, that trade was never on the table.
Sure it was.
No, I don't think so.
Sure it was.
Number four, the fourth thing I love about Howard Eskin is his Twitter. I mean, I know it caused Spike some headaches back in the day, but
every day I wake up wondering if this is the day.
That it's over?
That it's over,
and he tweets the wrong thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's the best. I mean, you never know what you're going to get. There's misspellings. He's usually working his own little, beef into it.
Sure.
It's the best. It's a great Twitter.
Even when complimenting someone, oftentimes he will dismiss them completely.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not really impressed.
Congratulations to moron Ike Reese.
Who stole money for you.
Genius.
Yeah.
He stole money.
The third thing I love about Howard Eskin, and you guys just brought it up, but his ability to always stay on brand but move the goalposts.
Oh,
like
nobody else.
No one's better at it. I mean, the goalposts are basically flopping in the wind, and he's just right there.
Whichever way the wind is blowing him.
Yeah, it's wild. I respect It's why he'll always be better than me because he is, his resolve in things like that is unbelievable. His unwillingness to admit defeat is like nothing I've ever seen before.
Yeah, you really got to pin him down because he's certainly not giving in.
Yeah, but even when you pin him down, he's worming his way out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's not giving in.
But has he ever said, all right, I was wrong?
So you could find the audio of it. I remember when I was doing, so when I first came to WIP, I was doing the website job. I was writing for the website, doing social media, like what Porter does now.
Yep.
And after Andy Reid had been fired or had left or whatever it was, he was in with the morning show. And I was in there in the morning and they were talking to him, but he kept just saying what a good job Andy Reid did. Now, this was after the worst year.
After the worst year, 4-12,
So I went into Joe Wechter and I was like, I can't believe you guys are letting him get away with this. And he goes, get in there. And I'm like, all right. And I just started yelling at him. And I said, say Andy Reid did a bad job. And I kept yelling it. He finally said it. But that is the only time.
Yeah, but that's saying he did a bad job. I'm saying, has he been like, all
say,
right.
Say, I was wrong.
I was wrong. Yeah, hand up.
I don't ever remember that.
I don't ever remember it.
Nope.
No.
It's remarkable. He's been doing this since, like, what, 80s? Like, early 80s?
Yeah.
Never once. The second thing I love about Howard Eskin is his war on weather, people. Like, it's remarkable how these people, again, they train for this their whole lives. And he just, like, spits in the face of the weather people.
Yeah. The best one when he was riding around with the periscope thing years ago.
Oh, yeah. Talking about the
snowstorm.
His views.
Yeah, while he's driving.
Yeah, which is definitely.
He's got his phone up in a snowstorm. I still.
Storm tracker asking.
There's another thing about him driving me crazy. I am offering it out to any weather person. And this is if Howard accepts. I want them to predict the weather, and he has to predict the outcome of football games. And whoever is more accurate would win, and I want to do this for an entire football season because I believe that a weather person is more accurate predicting the weather than Howard is predicting football games.
Now, does the spread have to be involved, or is it just wins and losses is just 50? That's true. That's like true or false.
You know,
I got through half my high school career.
What people always forget is that weather people are right 95% of the time. The weather people are all right today. They're all right yesterday. They're all right the day before.
What are they right about today? This is easy today.
But that's what I'm saying. It's easy to you could say it's easy, but they are correct.
Oh, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to give your dad some sort of
he doesn't have
level
the guts.
Playing field.
He doesn't have the guts to step up to this challenge for a weather person.
You better leave Cicely Tynan alone.
He better. Yeah.
Come on,
genius.
Just trying to do her job.
Yeah. Everyone's trying to do their job.
Yeah.
The number one thing though that I love about Howard Eskin is that I feel like, and we've been doing this for about 2 weeks, but I feel like he's the only one taking Insider of the Year seriously. I mean, disappointing weekends from D-Gon and Elliot.
John Clark, good.
Yeah, he retweeted it, which Howard did not retweet, which is disappointing.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's taking it seriously. He got the A.J. Brown report. That was a big one.
He is taking it seriously. If he was really taking it seriously, he'd stop calling Elliot Captain Clickbait, though.
But he can't do that.
He can't help that. Yeah, he can't help it.
He's going to have to overcome that.
I think even if he wanted to, I don't think he could help it.
With correct reports, he'll have to overcome it. This is
you know what it is? It's him taking one step forward and one step back.
Correct. And can you win that way?
Nah.
That's the question.
Certainly can't pull away from everybody that way.
I don't think so. I think if the odds came out, he'd be co-favorites with D-Gun. If there were actual odds, if we put out, betting odds, I think he'd be co-favorites with D-Gun. I do like that he's taking it seriously because it is serious. It is serious.
It's not a game.
And by the way,
it's not a bit.
There are, even though they haven't publicly said anything about it, privately, people both within the rankings and outside of the rankings have expressed.
Oh yeah,
they're paying
discontentment. Yes,
for sure.
Paying attention.
More behind the scenes stuff.
Yes,
definitely. And trying to act like it doesn't really bother them, but it definitely bothers them.
Yeah. We've all received personal text messages. Yes. Yes.
A lot from Howard, as we have mentioned before. There was a whole debate about the Trot Jr. thing on Sunday. It was on Sunday, right?
Have we figured out who the 856 number is yet?
Oh, that was so what happened?
Yeah, who was that?
So here's what happens. The text chain starts, was Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Was it Sunday or Saturday?
That was Sunday.
So the text chain starts with Jack, Ike, me, and Howard about him being wrong about Trot Jr. and Insider of the Year. And Jack texts me separately And he said, who is the other phone number in that group? There was a phone number that was an 856 number that none of us had in our phone book.
Did that person text?
No. They don't respond.
I even asked in the chat. I said, who is the 856 number? And nobody responded.
I needed to be someone high ranking at the Eagles. That's my personal dream is that it's someone high ranking with the Eagles.
Oh, it would be so good.
Yeah, I don't know who that was, man.
Nope, but they have to stay in that text group for the rest of time.
Yeah, well, they're locked in, I guess, right?
We can't let them out. 215-592-9494. What did you think of the Eagles draft? And is the Sixers' failure in this series so far on Joel or on everyone else around Joel? Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
What's up, gentlemen? Let's start out with the negative, right? You know what I mean? Look, man, the Sixers are officially sponsored by the Cancel Culture Community and eHarmony, bro. I swear, man, they sponsored by them. Let me just say this, man. I agree with points that y'all put. But this Sixer team, no freaking fight. They don't freaking want it. Let me tell you something, man. Josh Hart getting all them damn rebounds. Let me tell you something. I know Josh Hart looked at the Sixers like, y'all a bunch of suckers. Because y'all know my stature. I'm a short guy. When I play basketball, and I always thought my favorite basketball player is Charles Barkley. So Charles Barkley was everything. I get a damn rebound, and you taller than me? All them cats I look like is like, y'all a bunch of suckers. Y'all let me get a rebound off of y'all. But the thing about rebounds is you ain't got to be all that great. Learn how to damn fight for the ball. Learn how to damn time the ball when a big man is coming down and get the rebound, coming down with the ball. There's ways you can time things, man. But these cats don't want to do nothing. But other than agree with, like, the whole bunch of Sixers, just like freaking suckers and no help. But Joel Embiid ain't left off the freaking hook. Because, look, at the end of the day, man, big-time players step up and make big freaking plays. You know what you're dealing with. You know you're dealing with cats who ain't going to really give you nothing. You know you're dealing with a lot of Charmin sucker people on your squad. You know that. Oh, so no. You know what you're dealing with. And I know, I'm tired. I'm hurting. You always tired and hurting, Joel. You always tired and hurting. Stop. Who cares? Don't show it. Play ball. You don't need to talk about nothing. And you know what? Them asking you that damn question about the freaking fans and that New York was there. Let me tell you something. What you supposed to have done was say, man, get out of here with that question. Ain't nobody answer that. And then you go back to your stats. I did not do what needs to be done in the freaking fourth quarter. That's how you answer that. Now, mind you, I'm freaking embarrassed on what I seen, but I get it. I hear Spike. I hear you broke it down. Yeah, you know I mean, about the tickets, the numbers. So I understand that part. But in this generation, what I'm watching right now is the Philly culture identity is diminishing. I don't like it. I don't freaking like it. So it's a bunch of like this new generation Philly fans. I don't freaking like it. Now, let me leave that there. The freaking draft was amazing. Howie Roseman was on some sour diesel. I do that. And that sour diesel make you think in ways that you like, wow, you could damn build a damn spaceship. The way he did that draft, Howie Roseman is the freaking guy. Head of mafia and everything. And look, man, when you talk about, yo, let's promote freaking violence right now. Look what he went for. Defense. Defense. And we got Trot Jr., X-Man Jr.? Oh, man, yo. I already know how hype this pop get. I know how hype you get. I already know what this guy's going to do. Hey, N'Kobe Dean, you can be on that field. But, hey, we got our quarterback for defense. Let's straight head it forward. It may not be the NFL like how his dad was playing in, but let's bring some damn violence to the freaking ball and be freaking gritty. I'm hyped. Let's stop being suckers on this Sixers team. But at the end of the day, hey, man, if they sponsored by Cancel Culture and eHarmony. Peace.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That was a weird one.
Yeah, I don't know where that one came from.
Yeah, I love Rios's calls. I thought we were heading for a dump. You know, I thought we were heading for a curse word.
He's only had been dumped once.
I was here for a dump.
I know, that was it.
Yeah, okay.
Your mic's off, yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't normally get dumped, but he goes to the edge.
He does.
He does go to the edge.
But I don't know what the cancel culture thing meant.
Yeah, sponsored by cancel culture and eHarmony.
Well, here's the thing. Well, eHarmony is soft.
Yes, exactly.
That's another form of him saying soft.
Soft.
And so is cancel culture.
Okay.
He's saying cancel culture because anything anyone says,
you
get canceled.
Just
for
a weird choice of words.
Yeah, well, you know, just gotta don't try to make a lot of logic.
No,
out of
I'm not. It's like when I talk, just hard charging over here.
Yeah, you know.
So, I said a little bit ago that Jason Kelce has a new job, and he does.
Yeah,
as reported by Andrew Marchand of The Athletic, who has written a story about me before. Just want to
very
throw that
positive.
Out there. Yeah, very positive. Jason Kelce will be part of the Monday Night Football pregame show, which is a huge gig from him. I had heard a rumor that he was going to be part of Sunday Night Football, which
he looks like you're not Insider of the Year.
I am not. I'm not trying to be Insider of the Year. I think pregame show, as we were talking about before the show, pregame show for Kelce is perfect.
His best, yeah.
He can be Kelce.
Yep.
The job, I don't think people know how, two things about doing color for Monday Night Football or whatever. One, that it is a skill that you have to learn and practice at. And not that he wouldn't practice, but doing color is hard. That's a tough gig. And all the studying that comes along with it, all that sort of stuff, and the pressure and focus on you. And you're, you know, it's not just you. It is your relationship and vibe with whoever is doing play-by-play, too, which you don't even have control over. So I think as far as a first step for him into media, yeah. I think pregame show on Monday Night Football is perfect for him.
Yeah, I don't know how he was going to get in on Monday. Monday night is Aikman and Buck, right?
Yes.
So I don't know where he would have fit in.
No, not there.
When he gets more notoriety than what, being like the C team on CBS? Or like
right.
Because he's not going to take Romo's job.
Yeah.
He's not taking Brady, I guess.
If Brady takes the job himself, yeah.
Interestingly, C-Team, I believe, is Tiki and Matt Ryan was last year.
Well, now Matt Ryan's a part of
CBS
show.
CBS show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, congratulations to Jason.
Looking forward to seeing him.
Well, it sucks. I was getting ready to say, Spike, we work on Monday nights.
Oh, we do. Oh, and I'm hosting the show with my dad and BG, too.
Yes.
So I'm there till 4 a.m.
I said we, yes.
I'm there till 7?
Yes.
7, okay. Oh, yeah, so I'm not going to see him at all.
Nope. We may seem.
Yeah.
Like it'll be on, but unless it's a night that the Eagles play on Monday night.
Yeah.
They may have a couple Monday night games.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Speaking of that, the schedule is probably coming out in a couple weeks.
I think it is May 9 or something like that.
Almost win-loss season. Almost win-loss season.
You know, right? We're not skipping that show. We're doing that show.
I think that's the reason
he came back.
Yes. I can't wait to do that show. Are you kidding me? We'll do the same thing with the Phillies. Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
What's up there, guys?
What's up, Herb?
I wanted to tell you a couple days ago before the draft, and I was at the place today, the hamburger, to have it up at King of Prussia. They give me a slip. I ordered a cheeseburger. So it was, there's numbers on there. It was, my order was 54. So I got it sitting in the car here. And, man, I tell you, I just had that feeling that Trot Jr. was coming here.
And did the burger tell you that?
I watched the whole draft, and I'm going to tell you something, okay? Let me tell you what Steve Devlin told me after. I said, when they finally made the pick at 155, I knew it was Trotter. I go over there to Steve Devlin. I say, Steve, finally the Axeman is wearing green. Then he sends back to me, great pick, great instincts. Should be really good.
Who is Steve Devlin? Who is he?
He coaches at Archbishop Wood. He coached at St. Joe's Prep, and now he's up in your sinus. He's the defense.
Giglio went to your sinus.
Yeah, Trotter knows who he is, Steve Devlin, because they played three state championships up at Hershey. And I know that Trot Jr. played up there in Hershey.
Yep.
And he just says, just hope he is big enough to go versus big old lineman. That's it. That was his that's the kid that got interviewed when he coached Kyle Pitts for 2 years when he played at Archbishop Wood. Okay, that's who Steve Devlin is. Mm-hmm. All right, so you tell Trotter, congratulations, Ike, when you see him.
I will.
He knows me, the team and all that. And I'm really proud of the kid that he, put in the work and all that stuff. And Jeffrey Lurie and Roseman picked him. Now we got some defensive players that can tackle and make the plays. I was on right after this pick. I was on with what's his name from Daily? Does the Daily works for the Daily? The print Daily.
Marcus News, Hayes. Marcus Hayes.
Marcus Hayes. Yeah. Marcus. I talked to Marcus.
This is just awful.
Yeah.
I watched the whole draft up until the seventh round, and then that was it. But the Eagles did very good on this, and let's. Let's hope everything works out.
How you like that Cooper DeJean pick?
Yeah, I saw that. I was thinking that, there was I was surprised that they didn't go for the kid from Alabama, and even the kid from Clemson, the other guy,
Yeah, Wiggins, yeah.
Yeah, Wiggins got cleaned up.
Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted three Clemson Tigers on this team.
As soon as the Eagles started picking, everybody else started picking, So,
did you hear he's white? Whatever. Did you hear Cooper DeJean is white? Had you heard that rumor yet?
His wife, he said?
We got it. Don't worry about it.
I didn't hear. What you say?
He's white. He's a white guy.
Yeah, I know he is. I know. I saw.
Yeah, I'm just checking. Just checking.
I saw his family. I saw with his family all around. He's cool.
Yep.
He's also a punt returner, dude.
Yeah, Brent Covey's job is in trouble, ain't it?
Yeah, it's in a lot of trouble.
Well, you never know.
Thank you for the call, Herb. Well, especially because Covey—that's all Covey does, right? Special teams, right? And it's nice to have a guy who can do two things: save a roster spot. Covey was good though. Covey got pretty good at it, man.
They can't cut Covey, man.
What?
Well, listen. He's basically going to have to fight for the roster. the roster spot.
Yeah, he's definitely going to
have to
fight for
the roster. The one thing I can appreciate that the Eagles did before we go to break here is that they've added competition to this roster. So, you know, if you make this team at these positions, you will have earned it. Because they're going to either have to get rid of some good players. Well, they probably are going to have to get rid of good players.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Or players. Some players. Speaking of players, the Eagles, you know, Howie Roseman said that he thought they were going to end up with a tackle higher in the draft. They didn't. But they do have a new offensive tackle with a ton of upside. We will talk about that player next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.